cheers and applause greeted the announcement to bring the X Games back for 5 more years. Then announcers got down to business.
He is an Olympian, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Sage Kotzenberg. Yeah.
Hometown favorite Gretchen Bleiler told reporters that these will be her last X Games. She's retiring after this season, so she's going to try and enjoy the event.
I'm just so grateful for where I'm at in my life and in my career. And X Games is always one of the most crazy, exciting, passionate experiences of the year. So I'm excited just to enjoy it, take it all in.
There was no mention of an eye injury that got in the way of Bleiler competing much last year. Bleiler said in her early X Games, she learned to chill out and do well in competition. The first step, she said, is being grateful. And then...
knowing what you want, but caring so much about it that you detach from it, because it's so important to do the best you can in this moment. You know, the intention in your head of where you're going, but allowing however you're going to get there, you're going to leave that up to whatever.
Buddhist principles aside, several athletes competing at this week's event are also on the road to Sochi next month. Concerns about security have been mounting in recent months. The most recent development included threats made to Olympic organizers and nearby countries. Decorated half-pipe snowboarder Kelly Clark is headed to Russia for the Olympics in a few weeks, but she says she isn't worried.
You know, part of the challenge is staying focused on the task at hand. There's no shortage of things fighting for our attention at every Olympic Games, and I always find it's better to focus on the things that you can actually manage and control.
There was an emotional moment yesterday when one athlete talked about missing Sarah Burke, a freestyle skier who died 2 years ago during a training accident. There's likely to be another moment for remembering Caleb Moore, who died in a crash during last year's games in Aspen. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.